Hey guys, Drinkers Lunch here. Welcome to Idiots Inc. with Fallen Angel. I just did recorded this, and something came up and made me stop. So, our main topic for today is stupid party ideas. Are we gonna redo it or are we gonna do new topics? How about dicks? This is where we left off. A party around dicks.
What does that even look like?
A sausage fest. It would literally just be a giant sausage fest. What?
An orgy, basically.
No.
No.
I'm pretty sure one of the requirements would be every guy has to have their dick out.
Because if that's what that was, I've heard about it. It's like it's like priests that would have those like a lot.
Oh, I don't know why.
I think
I'm gonna have to set this to explicit.
Yeah, this may be a little too old for your target audience.
My target audience is everything. Including rocks.
Come on.
Oh my god.
Parker, that was a lot of little kids. Did
we leave earlier to get stuff done?
No, mainly tinning up.
Little kids.
Those aren't little.
They're still kids.
9 and under is little. They're still kids. Actually, it's 13 and up at watch.
How many of these people are watching you though?
Huh? Oh no, I know. I check IPs. The hell?
Yes.
Alright, so. Where did Miley go? I mean, where did Demise go? What? What, dumb party ideas? Alright, and we'll discuss that. I'm gonna pause. So. Fallen Angel just looked up worst party ideas. Swine flu party. Believe it or not, this was actually a party idea in humanity has gone at rock bottom. 2009. When fear of contracting the deadly swine flu was at an all-time high, people thought that instead of getting untested vaccine to prevent getting the swine flu in the first place, sick people could mix with healthy people at a party, hopefully giving their sickness in case swine flu to the healthy people so they would contract swine flu and get it over with. Some parents who are against vaccines of any sort have done this in the past with their children and chickenpox.
However, they had
swine flu can kill you though. Continue.
However, the head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention noted that having a swine flu party is a big mistake, as we don't know how individuals will be impacted by the infection.
All right, let's ooh, blacklight party. Another popular party on college. The fuck. Alright, on college campuses, blacklight parties involve guests wearing white shirts in order to gain entrance to the party. The house hosting the party must have blacklights installed with highlighters guests can use to write on each other's white shirts as they drink more and more. Some of the comments can be quite interesting. Alright, I watch something called Rooster Teeth, and one of the dumbasses that worked there went out to drink, and at the pub they went to, the bar, pub, whatever you want to call it, there was something called the Blue Monster or something, and he took, his friend who was driving didn't want one, but ordered one anyway, gave it to him, he chugged both of those, and they're like this big of like fishbowl sized drinks, he chugged both of them, and they have like three bottles of this big of vodka in there, and he chugged both of them, and the next morning he wakes up, on his chest is written, across here on his chest is "Don't trust the blue." So.
I thought the bell started ringing, but it was that truck.
Some of the comments can be quite interesting, like that. Often people start to lose their shirts as more and more alcohol is consumed. Oh my god! Oh my god! Blackout or get it. Oh. Upon arriving at the party, guests must immediately do 10 beers or 10 shots. I'd rather do the 10 beers because 10 shots can kill you. Blackout or get. Oh, blackout as in like pass out.
I know what that is. I've done it and it's awful.
You've been to.
I've tried. It's what happens when you know someone and they're not responsible and they give an 11-year-old alcohol.
All right. Nope. Let's not read about that one. Yes.
No.
The Nazi party. This bad party theme goes along with the number three above. Not only having a Nazi party offensive to many, but it's also poor in taste. Even if party attendees and throwers have the best intentions, someone's bound to take it a bit too far or let the whole idea get way out of hand and hurt someone else, either physically, emotionally, or psychologically. Do everyone a favor and skip the Nazi party idea, please.
But what even happened?
Someone's gonna shoot a Jew. I like how I have no hesitation with explaining. Just someone's gonna shoot a Jew.
No, I just imagined a bunch of people just trapped in fences. And that was it.
Just recreating Auschwitz.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Rejected theme party. This puts the theme in the hands of the party guests. They have their choice of any of the bad party themes above and may pick one and arrive at the party dressed in that manner. Problem is, party hosts have no idea what to expect with this one, which makes the rejected theme idea one of the very worst party ideas of all time.
I can imagine someone trying to do that and then everyone just shows up butt naked.
Nude week. I'm never gonna let that down. We discuss stupid holidays and there's an entire week dedicated to nude stuff.
That sounds really bad though.
Well,
like imagine the children.
Yeah, just don't invite any children.
No, I mean for nude week.
Oh yeah, just don't invite any children.
No, like let's say it's like, oh my God, people are going out like that. And then
who is who the, other than an actual nudist, who the fuck would actually go out during nude week?
I don't know. Like all the normal people.
Wait, I need a
hibernate.
I need to.
This is my computer.
I know. I'm looking up when nude week is. I'm telling them. Still recording. Fucking. Load. Oh, wait, you don't have any Wi-Fi. That probably explains why it's not loading. Like, you have one bar. All right, well, that's the end of this podcast.
Loaded.
Never mind. July 4th through 10th.
What would someone even do during that?
Be nude.
So all of the normal people who don't like the idea just go hibernate,
yeah,
in a closet.
What was once just a weekend is now a whole week-long excursion into naturalism. Experience a clothes-free week, and unencumbered by the restrictions of buttons and fragrance. Be sure to wear that sunblock and watch out for poison ivy, oak, and all of nature's other pests.
No. Not happening.
That's the end of this one on that happy, 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 retarded note.
Explicit.
No, I'm not. See you guys. I did my YouTube outro. See you guys in the next one. Do you want to say any last words? Don't do nude week, kids.